Note that the functions of the fourth nerve, the trochlear nerve, allows for intorsion of the eye. This means that it turns the eye inwards and downwards. A fourth nerve palsy will present with the eye turned upwards and outwards because the abducens nerve and the oculomotor nerve dominates. So these type of patients struggle with reading and going up and down stairs. In this case, and this is a very important point, their diplopia is vertical, one on top of the other. Examining the patient's eye, you bring it down and to the right. And that's you testing the left eye. Bring it down and to the left, and you'll be testing the patient's right eye. Remember the mnemonic, SO4, LR6. SO4, standing for the superior oblique fourth cranial nerve.